For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
I vomited last night.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
I literally vomited. I threw up.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into The Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. All right, so throughout the break, there's been some reading of articles that have been posted. Yahoo Sports has this one that we're really going to truly reference here. And some of this conversation is going to be lighthearted. Some of it with a touch of, yeah, you know what? This is serious. It could happen. We mentioned that Texas baseball fired their head coach David Pierce this morning, or announced it this morning.
Bye, David.
That they wanted to mutually agree to part ways. The trivia question that I asked right before the break was, since 1999, nobody, or I should say, let me rephrase that. There has been one team since 1999 to win the national championship game that was the number one overall seed and won the College World Series. Do you know who that was, Austin?
What's the question again? Sorry. The last number one overall to win it?
Yes.
Miami, 99.
Now, Miami Hurricanes in 1999, Eduardo Perez, who we hear on the broadcast all the time,
Eduardo,
was on that roster. So a couple people got it correct on the text line. Chase B, Sean, and Brad from Baldwin, nice work. You guys will win some stuff, some gift cards. I'll shoot you a text here in the next break. All right. Now, we were gonna go on to another topic, but we decided to bring in Austin. Hello,
hey guys.
Austin.
How's it going?
We'll do a little double crossover today. Austin's going to be kind of flying solo for a little bit today, so we'll cross over for an extended period of time.
Left to right, right to left.
Left to right, right to left. 402-464-5685. We had an extensive conversation in the first segment about, all right, yeah, Tony Vitello seems like, okay, the guy that Texas would probably want. A little bit younger than Jim Schlossnagel.
Mm-hmm.
However,
it's
somewhat changed. Somewhat changed. Yahoo Sports.
Nick and Austin have found some things out, and we may or may not have lost our minds in the break.
So Jim Schlossnagel, previously at TCU, his athletic director in 2009 at TCU, was current Texas athletic director Chris Del Conte.
Brick number one.
So the Yahoo Sports article that I found was written today. If offered, there is one reason why Jim Schlossnagel should leave Texas A&M for Texas. How about this? The article says this, quote, "It makes sense that, win or lose, Schlossnagel's tenure in College Station is over." Texas A&M baseball head coach Jim Schlossnagel has to deal with the speculation that this will be his final game with the Aggies. Sorry, Texas A&M, says Yahoo Sports. This might be my favorite line in this entire article. Quote, "Sorry, Texas A&M, you're in the SEC, which means you're special, but on this, you're no different than Texas Tech or TCU. Texas is Texas. Austin is Austin." Hello, Austin.
Hello.
If Texas calls A&M's baseball coach with a job offer, it would be a surprise if he passed, because these two have flirted before. Scrolling down a little bit farther, Texas A&M Schlossnagel was the baseball coach for TCU from 2009 to 2017, while Del Conte was the athletic director at TCU. TCU baseball program thrived under Schlossnagel in that time. The two had a very solid working relationship, and Del Conte extended Schlossnagel's contract multiple times. How about this? This is another big one. When Schlossnagel left TCU for A&M in 2021, a very public and prevailing thought around TCU was that had Del Conte still been at TCU, he would have been able to convince Schloss to stay. On this, it's doubtful that even with Del Conte's sales skills, Schlossnagel would have remained at TCU. But there's that piece.
There's still the love that. There's the fact that there was a thought that if a certain AD was still there, that he might have been able to keep your baseball coach from going from TCU to Texas A&M. Regardless, pretty strong.
The only person who knows the answer to that question, obviously, is Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah.
But the way that TCU operates, right, smaller, private kind of school, that makes that interesting, too, to make that jump to, you know, the military ag school in A&M. Imagine if it happens to Texas.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big boy. And I know, Rico, you and I were talking, like, yeah, A&M, you know, can match, if not exceed, the money. Yeah. But to that line that you read there, Nick, about your Texas Tech or TCU, A&M is little brother in a baseball sense. They've been here to Omaha a fair amount of times, but tonight could be their first title. Compare that to what Augie Garrido did at Texas, like a dominant juggernaut in the sport. Like, A&M's been good. A&M's been fine. Like, if Nebraska had A&M's baseball history, you're not mad about that for a second. But to say you're the head coach of Texas baseball, that's saying something.
So, once again, my favorite quote in this, sorry, Texas A&M, you're in the SEC, which means you're special. But on this, you're no different than Texas Tech or TCU.
That's tough.
That's tough. Yeah. I'm continuing to just continue to read this. Contract situation will make an exit to Texas expensive. Schlossnagel made $1.35 million this season, which is a lot, but certainly nothing that Texas can't afford.
Peanuts.
And his buyout is twice as high if he's hired by another in-state school. The guy left another Texas school to go to a Texas school first. So in the contract, they put, hey, if you leave for another Texas school, it's double.
He's just slowly moving up the Texas baseball ladder. TCU, Texas A&M. Now he's getting to the top of the totem pole. He's going
to
Texas.
And then eventually, he'll get to Rice.
Bingo. I miss Rice being good at baseball.
I do as well.
Finally, he goes goes from Texas to Rice to then the Astros.
Dallas right? Baptist.
Ooh,
on the low for A&M.
Yeah, Dallas Baptist coach.
Yeah.
So
if this happens,
let's talk about
which
let's
going to
let's
happen.
Play the hypothetical scenario. Who does Trev Alberts call?
I don't know. He made one baseball hire before.
He's made a baseball hire.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Who was that baseball hire?
I don't.
No, that's the joking part. I don't think Bill Walton would go to Texas. Bill Walton. Bill Walton. Who's that?
I have no idea who Trev hired in a baseball sense. I don't know.
Hey, he's in Omaha.
Press conference.
He's in Omaha.
Oh, no.
It's a short drive. Hey, listen, you can come back on the PJ with us. Well, you can come back on the private jet with us.
Well, if Will Bolt's not in Omaha, which one of the three places is he in right now? He's got three pitchers pitching.
That's true.
One of them tonight. One of them he didn't coach, but right? He didn't
Waldron. Waldron did not coach.
I was wondering if he's on the staff.
But no. I mean, it'd be funny.
All of a sudden, you see your flight tracker. You see a private jet going from Baltimore or whatever.
Just scorching back in Omaha. Just fast as possible.
Like, hey, I would love to watch you pitch, but I gotta.
Texas A&M used the oil money to clear the entire airspace and say, we just need a straight shot to Omaha.
They said, we need you to ground everything. Plane.
It's parting the Red Sea.
Every plane gets grounded so that we can talk to Will Bolt.
This is important.
Which is such a weird thought. Anyway, but no, okay, back in all seriousness, though.
Wait, back in seriousness?
To all seriousness.
Thought we were.
Stop it.
I am not. It would be kind of fun. It would be funny.
Would you laugh?
Tulane Tanner says, Bolt wouldn't go to Texas A&M for 3 to 4 times the pay.
3 or 4 times the talent base?
Oh, come on, man.
He doesn't have to recruit the Texas kids to leave Texas.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Back in all seriousness. So
back in all seriousness. If Texas A&M calls,
hey, Will.
You couldn't blame him. You couldn't blame him.
Hey, Will, this is Trev.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me? Remember that time I hired you and I gave you that contract that had like a decent amount of zeros?
Wait.
I have more zeros to offer you.
Does Rob Childress go back with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rob Childress back at A&M.
Yes.
Or does Rob Childress take the
because they weren't they weren't mad at Rob at A&M
yeah.
not being good. It's that yeah. he wasn't good enough, but so now if he's not head coach, they're fine with him as pitching coach.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine with pitching coach.
Yep.
What a wild world.
Hypotheticals.
No inside information at all. No, there is none.
Oh, hold on, I gotta take this call. Yeah.
We got Shams to our right. Anyway, so yeah,
uh-huh. Rico might be taller.
It may be.
Wish I had his money.
So here you go. Once again, in his tenure at TCU, Schlossnagel considered other jobs, including Mississippi State. However, in 2017, when he was offered the job, he declined it because there were rumblings that Texas wanted him in 2017.
Oh.
Ta-da.
There you have it.
Who was the AD before Delcani?
Oof. Putting me on the spot here. Sean Eichhorst was the...
I can picture the guy. Oh.
Okay.
I can't.
Yeah, I...
Hold on. Texas AD list. That's not how you spell list. List. Either way. So there you have it.
DeLoss Dodds.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was just a matter of whoever could search it quicker.
Yep.
DeLoss Dodds.
Jake Sorensen chimes in and asks if Jim Schlossnagel can save the Royals.
Jake, I'm going to have a whole first hour about that. So.
There it is.
Maybe Jake will join you.
Stay tuned.
Jake, if you're in the area, come in. We can chat.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
Royals talk with Austin and Jake.
The end of this. I'm going to post this article on my Twitter here in just a moment. If Del Conte calls Schlossnagel, the Aggies should prepare themselves that their baseball coach will pull a Davy Crockett and utter an abridged version of, you can go to hell, I'm going to Texas. Incredible quotes in this article.
I'll post it on Twitter. Was this a Texas writer? What's going
Shout
on
Shout out
here?
To Mark Engel.
Hi, Mark Engel. Thank you.
Of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Aha!
Fort Worth.
He's just having
TCU territory.
TCU territory.
He's having fun with it.
He understands. He's like, ah, sucks to be you finally, Texas A&M.
He left us for you, and now he's leaving you.
Who's the UCF guy that was always mad at Frost? I just picture him ghostwriting this column.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? I told you guys in the break, but I want the listeners. Can you imagine, like, bottom of the seventh in some situation, and all of a sudden the ticker on the bottom is just like Jim Schlossnagel hired.
Yeah,
and Jim Schlossnagel steps out to go to the bathroom.
I was just gonna say it's gonna be like the trade deadlines where they have to pull guys out of the game. They're like pulling them out of center field. Yeah. Jim Schlossnagel is gonna be standing on the dugout, and you just see Trev just tug on the shirt and be like, "Hey, you gotta go." Or Chris Del Conte's there. He's like, "Hey, you gotta go. We're going back to Austin.
Schlossnagel's gonna go for pitching change." and then Del Conte comes out on the field. Yeah.
No, Schloss is the one that's getting changed. He's like, he comes out for a pitching change.
No, you guys are good. No position changes.
Tips the cap and says, "No, pitcher, you're good." And then heads to the dugout.
I needed this.
I don't know what the commentators would do, but I would pay a decent amount of money to see that happen.
Oh, can you imagine being like the commentator and just like getting that in your ear? Just like, hey, this just happened.
Schloss is he's not here.
He's leaving. He's left.
Michael Chester follows them into the clock.
They do one of those.
Kyle Peterson sprints out of the booth.
They do one of the mid-game interviews in like the fifth inning. It's like, hey, so how do you like Texas A&M? Oh, I love it here in Aggieland. You know, we're able to win. This is going to be the norm for Texas A&M baseball in the top of the seventh. Jim Schlossnagel has been hired by Texas. Wait a minute.
No, it's got to be one of those in the mid-game interview where he's just like, hey, how are you liking it, Texas A&M? Oh, I love Texas.
Yeah. No. Right.
And they're just A&M? I'm not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be the Lincoln Riley. It's going to be the Lincoln Riley of like, well, I bet you're happy to have those rumors done with. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not going to LSU.
I'm not going to South Carolina. No, because Paul Menieri is there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Paul Menieri. Mm-hmm. Going to resurrect the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Not a second too late.
I'm not going to Campbell.
Yeah. Campbell's looking for a head coach. They might hire Jim Schlossnagel today.
Same color orange. Which orange you like better?
What a get for the Camels. Campbell, by the way, per D1 baseball, 23 guys in the transfer portal. 23 guys in the transfer portal.
Football numbers.
While their head coach went and dipped to go to Columbus, Ohio for Ohio State. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep it on baseball. Different topic. Since Charles Schwab Field / TD Ameritrade Park opened in 2012, what's the most memorable play? What are a couple of the most memorable plays? We're going to keep Austin in here. We'll get you ready for On the Block when we return.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.